You know the song Next Episode by Snoop Dogg?
Possibly.
It's like Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. It's like, wa-na-na-na-na, yeah. It's the motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is like that, except it's the last episode.
Way to just break the ice there, Emily. What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Society 97. I'm Kellen.
And I'm Emily, and let's get into another episode.
I was thinking of a cold open, and that was the best. That's the best I could do to keep it light. It's the motherfucking D-O-double-G Snoop Dogg.
Nah, 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 nah. Yeah, except we won't be back next week or the week after.
Yeah,
or the week after. But Emily will be back on her solo podcast.
I will, which you can listen to right now. Episode 1 is out right now.
Cute. I'm excited to listen.
I'm excited for people to hear it too. I don't really know how it's gonna be received, but I think if you like Society 97, you'll like what I'm doing over there, because it's very similar in terms of vibes and content. I guess you should kind of go back a bit. Literally like reverse. So this is the last episode.
This isn't a breakup. Because Emily and I still love each other.
Yeah.
We're still friends, and it's still like that isn't the case. And I think that's like mostly the case for things when things end.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think that Emily and I came to this conclusion, like, we just are on different paths in our lives right now. And I think that's the overall thing that we both, like, we just kind of are, both of our goals and priorities have either changed or, like, have, even for you, like, they change it in a way of, like, you want to take it further and, like, do things for yourself.
Yeah.
And then that changed for me where, like, I just don't know if this is the life that I've want to live after all, and like I'm finally pursuing a dream of mine or a career of mine that like I wanted to do even going into undergrad in college. So this isn't like an overnight like, oh
yeah,
I'm gonna be this thing, and then Emily's overnight like, oh, I just want to go do this, like it really is like us just following our paths and like honoring that.
Well, I'm sure that they've had a, I feel like if you've been a listener for a long time, and the past couple of weeks, especially like on social media or whatever, and you like actively engage with what we do, you've probably thought, had an inkling that something is going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, here's the thing. We've said it since we started this thing in terms of like the advice that we've given to other people and like the advice that we've like given to ourselves and like followed. It's like, you do like chase something that you love, and like when you do something that you're passionate about, like it doesn't feel like work, and everything, like it's super gratifying and satisfying and whatever. And not that you felt like it didn't do that for you, but I think you were hitting a point where you had like other passions that were kind of coming to the forefront, and that's just, you know, happens, and like that's life, and you change and you evolve and you find things that you like to do and you find things that interest you and you find things that maybe don't give you as much fire under your ass anymore. And
I think,
so
like, okay, so for like me, I guess it also like, or like kind of skipping forward but like not skipping forward and like whatever, and like Emily's not wrong, like when we started this it was always like, as long as this is our passion, this is something we're like want to do and it's, we both love it, like we're gonna keep doing it. And up until probably like, I don't know, like 6-7 months ago, like I absolutely loved doing this.
Yeah.
And not that, like honestly, sitting down every single Tuesday and like recording this and doing that, like I love that part of it. And I still do. Like I, even in the past couple of weeks, like when I've, I don't want to even be like, I've admitted it to like Emily, because like that's a scary thing too, like letting your friend down and the whole process of everything. But like, even in that, like I still enjoy doing Tuesday episodes and like I still love it and I still think it's fun, but like what I really sit back
but
and look at,
but that was
the
part that you like doing.
That's, and everything else I hated. And I think that like coming to that realization of like, I don't really enjoy editing videos and I don't really enjoy cutting clips and I don't really enjoy even posting on my own social media, but like having to try to like post on Society 97s and like honestly, it got to a point where like, I just didn't do it because I don't even enjoy it for myself. And like, that's not fair to Emily. And then like, Emily is grinding and doing all these things and like, so grateful and so appreciative. But at the same time, like, I'm not pulling my weight. And I think like, also kind of coming to that realization and like understanding it, but like having to admit it to Emily was definitely hard.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to like start that conversation. And truly, if we're being honest, like Emily kind of threw it out there first because I like didn't know. I just didn't.
Well, it's like, it's like not that it's a breakup of any sort, but no. It's like kind of similar to like if you're dating somebody and like you can tell the vibes are off. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, hey, like you want to do this? And then the person's like, oh, I really would, but I got something that day or whatever. Like, it was like giving that vibe. So that's like, I kind of knew.
And also like too, I don't know why my job, I literally play restaurant and I don't understand why like it does. I literally clocked out 2 weeks ago at 63 hours, mm-hmm. last week at 52. And then like going to school on top of that. And then this on top of that, it's like, I wasn't sleeping. Wasn't able to go to the grocery store, wasn't going to the gym for weeks. Like, and of course, like my priority shifted, which is okay. But like, it also got to a point too where like, yeah, to Emily, like, okay, like what's going on then? Like, what are we, like, whatever we're doing over here? And like, I completely understand that. And it just is like, not fair to a partner, whether it's a relationship or a business or anything like that. Like, it's not fair. And like, grateful that you opened it up because I already, like, I was going to therapy for about it for like weeks.
Yeah.
Like literally I was like talking to my therapist, I don't know how to bring this up, like I don't know what to do, like, and I don't think that she's gonna be mad at me, but like I also understand like this is something that we have a dream together.
Yeah.
So like, how do I come to her and be like, hey, this is no longer that? And not that I don't think that Emily wouldn't be receptive, but I also would understand if you weren't, like,
yeah.
And so it was like, I don't know how to like say this. So like, it was kind of like admitting it to myself, and then like, you definitely caught on.
Yeah.
Which is shitty because I feel like I regret just not coming and saying that to you. But at the same time, I was like, I don't know how to be like, hey.
Yeah.
This has been our passion for the past basically 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's a hard conversation to have. And like, honestly, like, I think that we've talked about it a lot on here and people have asked us for advice about shit like this. Yeah. Literally, like, scenarios very similar. And we've given advice. And I think when it's you're the one having to do it. It's hard. A bit harder.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, I mean, we're mature adults at the end of the day. And like, my whole thing was like, when I initially reached out to Kellen, was just like, I want our friendship to be
right.
Like, and that's what I care about most. And like,
regardless of this happening,
yeah,
we definitely lost our friendship in the process of this at some point.
Yeah,
because everything that we did became work. Like, mm-hmm. if we were together, it was about work. And even if like we planned days to just hang out, it was like, well, I guess we should record this, or I guess we should do this, or like, even like texting came to like, yeah, we might send some memes, but like, it was like, okay, well,
yeah,
it's always work.
Yeah.
So even regardless, like, you kind of like lose that too. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, to Emily's point, like, our friendship means more than this.
Yeah. And like, I think also the whole, like what you're just saying with like, every time we hung out, it was like we were doing something for this. I feel like you can still do that, like with a friend, but you both have to be on the same page. And so I feel like that's why recently it did feel like a chore every time we would hang out because of it. But no, there was definitely like, something in the air I could sense. And so, yeah, I mean, this is awkward for us as much as it is for you guys listening. I'm sure you're like, what the fuck is this episode? Like, you're just having a weird conversation and recording it. But
and the kind of reliving the conversation we already had with each other.
Yeah, and I mean, I think kind of what I want to do in this episode is just like, A, reminisce a bit, because I feel like that's good. And then B, kind of, I don't know, like, I think a lot of this has, oh my God, I feel like I'm going to cry.
I will both be crying by the end. So if you're not ready for tears, this might not be the episode for you.
This is probably really cringe. But like, oh fuck. I have a lot of editing to do. I just feel like I
found out who I was, like, God, this is so fucking lame, but like I feel like I found out who I was supposed to be through this thing.
And, definitely.
Like, you helped me so much getting there, and the people listening and supporting helped me so much getting there, and like that's why I have like had the confidence to even like continue doing mm-hmm. something on my own and whatever, because like I truly like am obsessed with this world. Like I love like fucking staring into that stupid ass fucking camera and talking to it, and like I love interacting with people on the internet, and like I love like whenever you guys reach out and like I don't know, just say stuff and like ask for advice, or not even ask for advice, just like my own fucking Instagram story, or like slide up on something that I'm doing just in my personal life and like engage with me. And like I've just never been someone who had like a lot of friends or like a big community of women in my life, and so this has just like given me so much confidence and like so much warmth and like a sense of like community that like I never thought I would ever have in my mm-hmm. whole life. And so I just want to say like thank you to everybody who's been here. Have you been here from day one, or if last week was your first episode? Like I'm so appreciative to all of you guys, and it's been like so much fun because of that, like just having everybody there and supporting. So
no, for sure. I mean, I feel like that's something like I talked to my mom about too, like when I was telling her about like how I was like, okay, I just don't think that I can sustainably do this yeah. anymore. And it's not because I didn't love it, but which is gonna make me cry too, because like truly, like in the past 2 to 3 years of us doing this, like it's helped me so much, like growing yeah. and like yeah, finding out like who I am and what I want to be, and just like understanding, like I don't know, just having a responsibility outside of myself that was like fully in my control is something that like you can't recreate. Mm-mm. And I'm so thankful for this podcast, the listeners, Emily, like in so many ways. And there's so many like life lessons that like I'm just going to carry with me throughout yeah. like the next journeys of my life. And I know that you're going to do the same. And mm-hmm. I think that that's the purpose of this. Like that's how we did this. And it was for us to grow and like truly to like feel and see the literal growth from day one to now yeah. is crazy. And like, I don't know, I feel like everyone has influencers and stuff that they like watch on the internet, and you like have watched them for years, and you're like, I can't believe when they went or like were this person to that person and whatever. And, yeah, like, I can like
when
see
they both
that
have blonde hair.
Yeah, like I scary. Like I can see that in us. Like, yeah, and I'm just, I don't know. There's a lot of life lessons and things that I'm just gonna take of just how to be a better person and how to be better yeah. to me and how to be better to others, and just having like found a voice mm-hmm. in this podcast. And yeah, it kind of just showing you that like you can genuinely do whatever you want to do as long as you love it and you're passionate about it.
Yeah.
So like to Emily's point of like getting the courage to go and start her own podcast, that's the same thing for me of like actually building up the courage to go to school to do what I've wanted to do for years and yeah. like never thought was possible. So I don't know, I think it's cool that we both have like grown so much with this.
Yeah.
And with each other. And
well, we really like, we had that time in our life where it's like you're actually an adult for the first time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's when we started this. We were fresh out of college. We just both moved to a new city. We didn't really know anybody here. And like you've been able to see us grow from that, like mm-hmm. our party girl era, our like ups and downs with our mental health, my sobriety, like oh my God, it's just been like watching myself grow yeah. and watching us grow has just been so cool to do. And like the internet is forever, and for me, like I'm so grateful for that, because it's like documentation of
our evolution, and then just like literally like watching people who interact with us all the time. Like, we have like certain people who listen to us that like I would say we're pretty close with in a parasocial mm-hmm. relationship or whatever, and like watching you guys like grow and, you know, evolve over the years and like change, and it's just been really cool, and it's just been something that I didn't ever think would really happen, and then when it did, it's just been the most fun, like, yeah, ever.
Definitely. And I think that my biggest concern, I guess, in this and like taking a step away is, well, one, and like first and foremost was like Emily, obviously, because like I actually have like a friendship and a relationship with Emily. But then like I kind of sat back and I was like, holy shit, like this isn't just me and Emily talking to yeah. mics and like looking at a little camera and like thinking that like, oh
yeah,
like this is a cute little thing we do every Tuesday that goes up on Thursdays and like whatever. Like, truly, there's people invested in us and have been invested in us for months, weeks, hours. Like, I don't like, and to be like, oh shit, like I'm not just letting like myself or Emily down, like I'm letting down like a lot of people.
Mm.
And like that was kind of like a weird realization to be like, oh shit. But yeah, like I don't think it's in that way too. I think that, like, to your point in the beginning of this, like I think that we're just kind of practicing what we're preaching,
right?
And like sometimes life happens and there's pivots, and like it just in my growth, I guess, in the past couple of months, just like realizing the life that too I would also want to live. And I don't know, maybe it's not this, but also at the same time too, like I talked to my mom yesterday being like, tomorrow's like the last episode that Emily and I are recording, yeah, and like I don't know how to feel about it. And she was like, honestly though, like she's like, you learned so much that like if you ever wanted to come back to something like this, you could.
Yeah.
And she's like, also like Emily going and like taking this opportunity to like grow on her own and continue to do it. Like, she's like, I'm sure like on your podcast, like if you really wanted to, like you could go on hers for like a little guest appearance.
No,
like,
I know. Fun. Like, and, I was like, literally thinking that.
And just like, hey, what's up? Like, yeah, I don't know, every couple of months, just like check back in. And mm-hmm. like, she's like, and too, like the things that like I might want to talk about or like be have education on or whatever, like, yeah, being able to share those things, like she's like, it wasn't for nothing. And I think that that's because I don't think it was for nothing at all, but like it's hard when like you thought it was going to be like, this was our dream, like we're yeah. gonna be on billboards together, we're yeah. gonna be in comedy like clubs together, like hosting like meet and greets and like doing all these things, and like we had all these like great ambitions and like truly still could be a thing.
Yeah,
it just might be a different path, and like that's okay.
Yeah,
and
you just might have like a stalk of celery in your hand on a billboard.
Yeah, like I might just like give you a diet plan and like have you buy my e-program before you come in. You too can look like this, yeah, if you purchase this for $39.99.
yeah,
four payments.
And I'll be doing the same shit just on TikTok.
Yeah, you'll have actual brand deals.
Buy my program or whatever the fuck.
I'm going to have Emily brand deal out my program. Yeah.
That's so
I'm like,
funny.
Listen, Emily, you give me my first guinea pig.
Yeah.
If.
Yeah.
You use the coupon code.
Yeah, literally.
And then the girls club.
Yeah. That's so funny. But yeah, so there was just no easy way to start that this episode, so I just
yeah.
figured we'd dive right in.
But also I want this to like be known too, and I think we kind of did say it, but yeah, like this is not, it's a sad thing as in like it's an end, like an end to anything can be sad, but I don't think it's like Emily and I aren't sad in like a regard, or like I guess myself, I should speak, isn't sad in like a way that we're like ending on bad terms or like,
yeah,
this
no.
needs to be over because of XYZ, or like truly there's a falling out, like there's not,
yeah,
like there's really not. Like I can't, I'm actually more excited for Emily and I to just like be friends and go do friend things,
yeah,
and like have this like, because that I don't think it's a burden, but like have this like off of our shoulders, mm-hmm. and just be able to like go and like if we want to go thrifting together, like go thrifting and
yeah.
just like kiki it together, and it'd be like not save it for the podcast type shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just think that that's going to be fun.
Yeah,
for
definitely.
Us.
It will be a new era.
But like, I don't want you guys to think that there's actually like a falling out or like bad blood. Like there's
yeah,
really
no.
not. Like,
if there was, we would have just stopped when,
probably,
when
yeah.
I found out like
probably,
about
yeah.
it initially. But no, I mean, the whole thing is like, we wanted to do this in a way that like we weren't just like dropping the ball. Well, I mean, we're dropping the ball on you right now. I'm not going to lie. We're dropping the ball.
Right.
Now. Well, but I didn't want it to be like, see ya. And then it's like, we're gone, because I knew that I wanted to continue to do this or something in this world, because like this is ultimately like what I have like a passion for and like where I want my career to go and like what that means, I don't know, but like I want to do something in this world. And so that's why we've kind of had these last couple of like episodes, which I thought have been fun episodes, but the endings have just always have been a bit odd.
Because we knew there were, it was
we knew an end was coming, but like I needed time on my end to like prep stuff and get things ready. And so
and we wanted to send you guys off correctly and not be like, just like a mic drop, here you go.
And so now the mic drop will be, you can then subscribe to my new podcast. I'm actually just gonna milk this audience and hopefully get you guys to come over to see my thing. But so that's what we wanted to just get over with at the top of this episode, kind of the news of it all.
So kind of like in a reminiscing point, and I'm not even gonna lie, so Gabe and I were on a little walk this morning because he lives downtown, and we went to Biscuit Love for breakfast, and we were walking around down there, and he jokingly said to me, he was like, have you ever taken a picture with these wings? And he's like, how long did you live in Nashville before you took a picture with these wings? And I said, you know, this is really funny that you say this, though. I said, because Emily and I like one time made this like little parody video of like things to do in Nashville, but like kind of like making fun of like, all the things.
The touristy stuff.
Yeah, the touristy stuff. I was like, our AI, like we had AI controls for a day, but then we, her and I picked like the most like touristy, like dumb things to do in Nashville type beat. And I was like telling him about it. And like we were walking, and we were like walking past like the little area where we like signed off on the video, like sitting right there, and I like kind of teared up a little bit. Really? I was like, whoa, this is a weird like full circle moment. And like, and also too, like walking back to his apartment, like your apartment building was there, and I was like kind of like, I like looked up there and I was like, god damn.
Yeah. No, like,
that's
crazy. On my phone today, it was a picture from that like first photo shoot that we did, was in like the, you know how like your phone has like the like picture that will like pop up on it as like a, on this day you did this or whatever the fuck. And it was like us on my rooftop in my apartment in like swimsuits with that magazine cover that we made.
See, and I love that. I love that photo shoot. That was cute.
Yeah.
We put our all into that.
We really did. Like, honestly, like that was before I had like hardly any experience in like video editing. Oh my God, I just snotted out my nose. In like video editing or anything. And like, I thought I was going to make the edit of the century with that.
Sure did. And she really did. On a well, we were making this video. It was so funny because we were like, what would be funny? And we like put like that McDonald's bag in there. And my favorite part about it is that there was a can of baked beans inside of it.
To weigh it down. There's some lore for you right there.
That's so funny.
Why was it beans?
That's all you had in your cabinet.
But why did I have beans? Was it refried beans?
Yeah, okay. Like in a can.
Yeah, I thought, well, I was like, I don't think I've ever bought baked beans in a can. That's great. Like bushes. Like I've never bought that.
Okay, sorry. That was so fucking funny because I remember like us like placing that down so many times and just being a can of fucking beans in that bag.
No, I think, you know, one of the like funniest things that like I've done recently is because like in the same like sense of in the theme of like reminiscing, like I was just like going through our YouTube channel and I was like looking back on like old videos and stuff, and like I think the funniest was like at the beginning we were like, we just need to post content because like we just need to post. So we were just like doing the most random shit on our YouTube, like there
our TikTok, if you go down when we like one a day video.
I think I archived all
no they need to go
no like they're like nobody can see them
yeah
anymore.
No I know but just like maybe actually don't archive and delete them.
There's like we were just popping our pussy on the internet to do anything for some engagement, and like the most random video. At first we were like, we'll be a reaction channel. It's like, but why? We have a podcast. It doesn't make sense. Like, well, okay, then let's like review things or let's bake stuff. Like, it's so random.
But they were always fun. Like,
they were fun.
And I would say like that part is like the fun part of like the grind, because we were just trying to figure shit out.
Yeah.
And like, nothing worked.
Yeah,
like,
you know what's the most unfun part about the grind is like all of the fucking business shit on the back end. That part sucks. So if you're starting a business, like if you actually want to like create a company, there's a lot of things that you have to do and a lot of money that you have to pay into all these fucking stupid things to have like official paperwork or whatever. And like, we literally like did this whole trademark process.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Only for this like Chinese footwear company to like issue us like,
because they had
infringement,
like,
they
had on society their- like nine or something, or was it like, it was something, so it was not the same.
No, it wasn't society, it was
9-7.
It was
right, like spelled out.
Yeah, it was the word 9-7. Like two words.
Yeah.
And they were saying that we were like infringing on their like trademark or whatever. And so like we went through this whole trademark process. We got like the paperwork that it was like all done, and it was just like waiting this last final like pending thing. And then like the week that happened, we got like issued this like infringement thing. And then like, oh my god, I was like on the phone with a lawyer, and they're like, yeah, you can like dispute this, but it'll be like $6,500.
We were like, fuck,
what,
we don't have money.
No.
And that was like at the time we were going to Cabo too.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like my favorite vlog we did, was when we went to Cabo.
Yeah,
easy,
because like honestly, like this is like cringe to say, but like we felt like real influencers.
Yeah. And but it was like we actually had things going on, and we were moving. There was moving parts. Like, I would say my favorite part about it though was like, we didn't have to think of the content.
Yeah.
It was so effortlessly made. Like, we were just living and just happened to be filming it. And I think that that's like my favorite type of vlogs to watch.
Yeah.
Where like other times it's like, okay, got to film today. Oh my God. When we used to do like hour long vlogs, dude, who did we think we were? Monet McMichael? Who do we think? No.
No. Yeah. There's been, it's like, I think that was like the fun part about all of it is just like, it is just a pure example of like figuring your shit out and like discovering your flow and figuring out what works. And also just like the whole thing was just like learning experience for both of us, because like we said from the very fucking first episode, it's like we had no social following, the two of us, like as individuals. We created this thing and that became the
driving
the thing that it was, and like that's where the audience was. But as Emily and as Kellen, we had nothing. No following.
Yeah.
So like it was one of those things where it's like we were just figuring it out on our own too, and like throwing fucking anything at the wall to see what stuck. And like the first thing was that like Gross Girl episode, and that is what like really brought the majority of our audience here. And I think once we did that, that's when we got the confidence to be like, oh, we can really just say anything.
Yeah. We can really just fucking shoot the shit.
Yeah.
And I think too, like getting feedback from everybody being like, I just feel like I'm on like FaceTime with my friends, and like, this is very chill. And like that helped us a lot too, to be like, okay, that, because for a while we just thought it always had to be structured. And
the expectation we were setting was so high. Mm-hmm. Because we didn't know what the audience wanted, because there was no audience.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like we were just thinking like, okay, if we were the listeners, what would we want? Mm-hmm. And we didn't even know.
Right.
So I mean, that's what's been so fun about this whole thing. It's like starting any business or doing anything, it's like you just flop a lot before you like
have. But I think that's the cool part about, one of the lessons I'm definitely going to take away from this is like, literally it's so okay to fail. Like,
yeah,
it's so okay. And it's so okay to fail and pivot and fail and pivot and fail and pivot. And like just constantly like being okay to keep trying is like,
yeah,
a life lesson I didn't have before this.
Yeah.
I think I had it in like different facets, but like truly being an adult, putting yourself out there and like essentially an embarrassing kind of way, and for you to like just be like, oh, wasn't great, but let's keep going. And like, yeah, we never looked back. And I think that that is something that's like so valuable and so cool to like take with us and just like other facets of life, because I think a lot of people fail and that gets them down and like you stop and you're kind of like, oh, well, what now?
Mm-hmm.
And like, even at the end, like even, I don't want to say like the ending of this because it's, is, but it just sounds bad. I don't like saying that. But like, it was still even just for me, like, okay, I'm pivoting. And you were like, got you, I'm pivoting as well. And like, it didn't stop. Like our like, I don't know. I think it taught us a lot.
No, I think for sure too, it taught me just so much about like I've talked about this a bit, but like I think that there was this expectation of me, and I mean your parents had the same of you, of like, this is what I thought that you were gonna do with your career or your life or whatever, and this is who I thought that you were. And not that it was like they were putting us in a box, but I mean kind of, because that's just what they had expected. And so I think for me, this was the first moment in my life doing something that like I 100% like chose for myself.
Right, me too.
And that was something that was huge for me, because I'm not really so much anymore, but I was like a people pleaser like my whole life, especially with my parents and especially with my family. Like I didn't want to be like the failure kid or like the kid who's like, you know, unsuccessful or whatever, because like that would have disappointed my parents or whatever. And I'd always thought like, if I do things that make me happy that aren't exactly what they want me to do, then that's going to disappoint them. But I think that the biggest thing that this taught me is like, if you choose your own destiny and your own happiness and whatever, like people will support you and love you. And you know, sometimes it might not be instant. Like I'm not saying with everything that everybody's going to just drop down and praise you for deciding to quit your job or like start posting videos of you cussing on the internet. Like at first it's probably going to be met with a bit of like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like if you are confident and happy about what you're doing, like that support will come. And I think that was a really, like this sounds stupid, but like that it was like a really like important like this was so important for my relationship with my parents. You know, like this,
it also helped them, I think, in trusting you that like you got this.
Yeah,
like, you got this thing called life. Like I don't think that that's important. And like my parents, from like mine was a little bit different, where like they've always trusted me, I guess, in that way. Like they've always like just want me to be happy and do whatever.
Yeah,
and, like, never like they have an expectation of like what they think I should do, but they've never like made me be in a box.
Yeah,
I'm grateful for that. But like I don't know, I definitely like, for you, I think it's been so rewarding.
Yeah,
for that like relationship.
Well, and it really has. And like it's also like just opened my eyes up to like opportunities of like what I could do, or you know, people I could meet from like putting myself out there or whatever. And that's just like created so much like excitement for me of like, okay, like I'm figuring it out and like I'll get there eventually or whatever. But that's just been the most fun part about all of this, is like it's just continuously learning about myself and about like being a better person. Especially like when you have an audience, like no matter how big or how small it is, like there is a bit of like weight on you to like practice what you preach and to like be the person that you're like putting out on the internet or whatever. And so I think sometimes that can be intense, but I think right now it's been awesome because it's like held myself accountable for a lot of things in my own life, and also like held my like morals and shit in check, because it's like I can't be saying I'm like that guy and then going out and like not being that guy, you know what I mean?
That's
if like
true.
Every day I'm sitting behind a mic telling people like this is who I am, like I gotta be that person in real life. And so this has been awesome for that for me.
Oh no, definitely. I don't know, this has been fun, truly. Truly. And I like, to Emily's point, just like I think that my expectations, like, of course, coming in there, my expectations were very high for like what this could be. And like in a year from now, we're going to be famous and I'm like, yeah, doing all these crazy things. And like, but I think that just like the grind of it all has just shown me like a work ethic and like a care for something that I just never thought that I could have. And then like same to like your point of like my parents is like, they've always trusted me. They've always known, like they've never been like, no, don't do that type people to me. But like taking that leap of faith on my own that kind of went against what my parents maybe would have loved for me was new. And then also in this process too, like you guys got to literally live real time with me of like me quitting my job because of my job, like doing XYZ to me and like finding that voice too in like a corporate sense. And like this being honestly something that like saved me, I think, from a lot of different things in life that like I just never wanted. And like I'm a big believer that like the universe, like what's for you will find you, and what isn't for you, like the universe will be like, okay, you tried this, here's a little sprinkle, and I'll get out. And I think that it's cool that like I got to have that realization through this process. So I don't know, and I also hope that like maybe those things for both Emily and I have like helped you in life and you guys just feel like better people every time you came here.
Or at least you got like a sense of like
a laugh or like
and like a hot second to just disassociate from all the other fucked up shit going on in the world. That's kind of like what this is for me. I'm like, oh, this is such a nice break from it all. Literally.
I know.
So I did bring, so I thought, okay, so it's the last episode. I was like, it can't be all sad and whatever the whole time. And then I was like, okay, what can I do to like make this thing just like super memorable? And, I thought, what could be more memorable than a TikTok shop item that I purchased?
Oh my God.
And so in true Society 97 fashion, with the fact that like we're between Gen Z, we're between millennials, we don't really have a place, we don't have a place to belong, I decided to indulge in the TikTok shop and really embrace my Gen Z side. And I got something.
Oh gosh.
And I'm excited. If you're audio only, I'm apologizing ahead of time because I think it's about to get weird in here. But I'll let you open this.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen this. You probably have. If you've existed, if you've been on the internet at all in the last year, I feel like you know what this is. I think you're going to hate it. It's everything you hate.
So this is perfect.
Yeah, that's why I thought it'd be really good for the last episode.
Oh my God. I can't even get this.
Sorry.
Okay, we have a Tupperware container.
Okay, this is our plate. It's food, by the way.
Oh my God, this is, or are we gonna make like a little salad?
It's a chamoy pickle kit.
Ew, I hate this. And we have Takis and we have Cheetos.
Double extra hot, flaming hot Cheetos. That's
so fucking funny. Dude, I've actually always wanted to try one of these.
Me too.
And I love pickles.
I know.
But disgusting.
No, you, okay, so if you guys don't know what a chamoy pickle is, essentially it's a pickle that has been pickled in traditional like pickling liquid and chamoy.
What is chamoy?
Let me Google the like actual like makeups of it. But
there's like a lot. There's gushers in here. There's fucking, oh, there's a lot happening in here. And I don't know how this.
Okay, chamoy is a variety of savory sauces and condiments in Mexican cuisine from pickled fruit. So have you ever had like a rimmed like drink at a Mexican restaurant and then there's tahini all over it, but there's like a red syrupy thing on the outside of it? That's chamoy.
Okay.
Okay, so a chamoy,
fruit roll-ups and gushers.
Because
and
this is the lore of a chamoy pickle. So the assembly of the chamoy pickle is quite literally crazy. So you take the pickle, you take it out of the liquid, you wrap it in a fruit roll-up, you core the inside, and you shove Takis and hot Cheetos in it and gushers, and then you sprinkle tahini all over the top or whatever they gave us. Looks like they gave us tang and something else, and then you eat it.
What is so, this? Salt and lemon hot powder?
That's like the tahini.
But then this is sweet and sour.
You,
and this is,
yeah, so it every time I've ever watched anybody eat this, my mouth starts watering. My mouth is watering right now.
Yeah, low key.
So we're going to set this up and then we're going to try it. But like, I don't know how the audio is going to work. I might just cut it to once we've put it together.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I've opened the pickle and here's the thing. I just spilled the shit everywhere. Smell, it just smells like a normal pickle. I'm going to wait to taste it until Kellen gets back up here.
This is so crazy. I love pickles and I love spicy food and I love sour shit. So this sounds like in theory I would really enjoy it, but I'm not quite sure. It gleaked all over my hand.
Do we want to maybe like put it here while we get it?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm going to assemble this on the floor in the wood so we don't get it all over this rug. So BRB.
Okay, we just dumped the pickle juice into the toilet. So now we have just the plain pickle and now we're gonna wrap it in a fruit roll up and do all the fixings. Okay, here we go.
Oh my God.
I feel like we need to like be recording this.
No, this is giving like,
turd.
No, what I'm thinking is like, you know, if you've like had a period, if you've had period sex.
Oh yeah. Like, oh yeah, 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 yeah. So I got two of these because it was a deal where you buy one. Look at my hand. Where you buy one and you get one free. So I got two of these pickles. So I will be doing one with my parents on my YouTube channel. So you check that out when it comes out. Okay. Now we're going to stuff it with Takis and Gushers.
Just everything you hate. I fucking love pickles.
Yeah, but it's like red dye, artificial flavors and colors and whatever.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to school to be a dietitian. I'm not one yet.
Yeah. Okay, so now that we have the pickle in half, see, this is what's great. It's like they're getting a YouTube video and a podcast in the last episode. It's a double whammy.
There we go.
So now that the pickle's in half, we will now take our fruit roll up and wrap it around the pickle. So here we go. Okay, so now we're gonna squirt the sauce all over the top and put these like spaghetti things on it. I already know my shit tomorrow is.
I don't like to heat at all.
Wait, you don't?
No.
Oh my God, I love it.
Okay, well,
I'm gonna do a light sprinkle.
Okay.
Then you can have the rest.
Okay.
Okay. My light sprinkle's done. Okay. Oh my God, that's a lot.
It just came out. I don't know what this is.
I feel like we just put it
on. Is it sour powder?
Yeah.
Yup.
Guys, the moment is almost here. There's like 75 fucking things you put in this thing. And
by the way,
everything is red.
Emily texted me. This is like a classic Emily thing to do, by the way. But she texted me this past week and was like, I have a little surprise for us. Nothing crazy. Don't be excited. This is exciting.
I saw a TikTok shop running a sale. I said, run it up.
Oh my God.
You guys, it's literally almost the moment you've all been waiting for. All right.
All right, should we show them to the camera?
These are our chamoy pickles.
Okay.
Okay.
A little ASMR. Yeah.
First bite.
Everyone knows the rules.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I need two hands. What the fuck are we doing? I like the candy. I instantly coughed.
I'm just drooling. I can't stop drooling.
I learned about saliva.
What are you gonna rate it? Okay. I can't explain. It's exactly how you think it's gonna taste. It is exactly what you think it's gonna taste like. It is a pickle with hot Cheetos and candy in it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
there's nothing good about it. Like, the different elements are good, sure.
It's the Cheetos that's throwing me off because it tastes like a corn chip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
I love the candy.
Also, this shit is dyeing our hands and face red. would not eat again.
I like them.
I like all the elements separate. Together, I don't get it.
Yeah, separately, I'm a eat.
Yeah. Like the Flamin' Hot Cheetos, the everything. I love the tahini. And I love all these like sauce and sour things. I kind of want to try that sour powder by itself.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
It's salty. It's salty. It's so salty.
Hold on.
Where's my water?
Yeah.
Went up my nose. It's so salty.
What are friends for? These things, though? These.
Holy shit. It wasn't sick. Oh my
God. These things are fire. These little shoelace things.
What is it?
I don't know, but they have a little heat to them. Kind of like it.
No, and that's why, like, it all tastes the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It tastes good. It's just, I think I would really like it if it didn't have the hot Cheetos in it. Because the hot Cheetos, like, it tastes like a corn.
Or is it
like
the Takis?
I don't know. It's like, but we both look like clowns right now because our mouths are just red as fuck. Also, my hand is, yeah, I'm sure audio only, this sounds like hell. It's just like, the worst noises of all time.
That's what people like the ASMR of that, because it's like.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think I like ASMR when it's like. I used to really, really like it, but I don't like it when. I like it when it's like people eating fast, like eating a lot of food quickly, like the Korean ASMRs where they eat like a shit ton of noodles and stuff. But wait, don't like when people.
Try that.
Yeah, those are fire.
But it has like a little kick to it.
What is it?
On it.
Squinkles?
It's like spaghetti.
Lucas Squinkles.
What is this? Is this the stuff that was
all the Latinas in the chat are going to be flaming me right now. I'm like, squinkles? Spaghetti? That's like sweet spicy.
It's good as fuck.
No, it's all really good. The pickle, I think, is unnecessary. The pickle doesn't taste like chamoy at all. It literally just tastes like a pickle.
At first, I literally thought we were going to make a candy salad. Have you seen those?
Yeah,
things?
I have seen those. And, like, that would have been probably better. But
not the same.
This one is a lot more messy and intense. And, I mean, I feel like audio only. You guys got a nice little special treat. It's ASMR in there.
Hitting our mics everywhere. Yeah.
There's, like,
I'm red.
Me too. There's like plastic crinkling in the background. But yeah, I mean, that's really all that I had to say with this. We're both sitting here red-handed.
You caught us red-handed.
You caught us red-handed. Chamoy pickle kit from TikTok shop. I would say try it just because like.
Might as well.
But at the same time, you don't need to get this at TikTok shop. You can just buy all these things. At a store.
It's probably cheaper to get it all together though, no? Or did you have to go buy these separately?
No, it all came together. It was like $25.
For two of them?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I feel like that's cheaper than probably getting everything separate. And like also, how are you going to put that into that red sauce? I don't think it really matters. I think it was just pickle juice, if I'm being honest, that they dyed red.
I really think it is as well. But yeah, check it out. Chamoy pickle kit. I mean,
the pickle's kind of like,
it's a gas station pickle. It's a gas station pickle. It's literally the brand of that gas station pickle. You know what I mean? I've seen this at the gas station before. It's called Big Tix
Pickle. Dill pickle in
chamoy.
Mm.
It just tastes like a classic like
pickle. It's red pickle.
Yeah.
There you have it.
I'm like getting acid reflux right now. But yeah, I mean, do we just end the episode on the floor like this?
I feel like, yeah.
I feel like we do.
I feel like it's wholesome. It's cute.
You know, we really came full circle with this thing. We started this with an episode that was quite literally the most cringy thing we've ever created in the world.
On a pink couch. It was painted my wall.
Kellen's wall still has our faces on it.
Sure does.
So she's going to have to repaint that. But if you've been here since day one, we so appreciate you and
love you.
And
thank you so much for your support.
Yeah, and I hope you guys have grown as much as we have in these last 3 years, and it's been so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like, our friendship has grown so much, and like the fact that we're just sitting on the floor eating a chamoy pickle, I think really speaks to the type of girls that we are. So, we're so thankful for you guys, and we're so lucky to have had you along on this ride.
Absolutely.
And I hope that you guys follow me over to my
journey. Because truly, like, she was the backbone of even Society 97. And, like, her passion truly lies within social media. And she's amazing at creating and editing and doing all things. Like, truly, her passion lies here. And I can't wait to watch you flourish.
That's really nice. I appreciate that.
Like, things come throughout life. Like, truly, I cannot wait to watch Emily flourish and just do amazing things within this space. So, but thank you guys. I'm sorry if I let you guys down. I feel bad.
You didn't let anybody down. You didn't let anybody down.
I feel bad,
down.
But if you're ever in Nashville and you have dietetic needs, come watch me. I'm your girl.
Yeah.
So, well, we love you guys. I feel like there's no point in putting out socials.
Yeah. Well, you can go listen to my episode of The Girls Club, episode 1. It's called The Josh Hutcherson Superfan to Lesbian Pipeline. So go check that out right now. It's out everywhere. And I'm excited. It's called The Girls Club. And you can follow it on Instagram and TikTok at The Girls Club or thegirlsclub.pod. And then the YouTube version of it will land on my personal YouTube, which is Starnzy. So I'll link all of that out in the show notes of this episode. But we love you guys so much. And thanks for everything.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Love you so much. Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.